Hello, 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 and welcome to the Boss Lady Social. This podcast is dedicated to helping you step into your power, own who you are, and learn how to monetize your authentic self in your life and business. I'm your host, Courtney Schoberg, hashtag queen, social media and marketing guru, and six-figure earner. On this show, we talk strategy, we get vulnerable, and we are known for bringing on the woo and all the high vibes. If you're ready to learn how to grow your business and create the life of your dreams, all while being unapologetically who you are, you've come to the right place. Let's get into it. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Boss Lady Social. I am so freaking excited about today's episode because it is something that I have talked about in the past, and I've got a ton of really great feedback that I decided, what the hell, right? I'm all about that repurpose life, aka talking about things over and over again. And we're going to talk about it. And what we're going to talk about today is the three biggest tips that I have to pretty much eliminate the whole follow, unfollow bullshit that's happening to you over on Instagram. So if that is something that you are into and that is something that you want to learn about, grab your notebooks, listen in, and get ready for some juicy, juicy tips. So three tips. I can say with complete certainty that these will work. I have used these for myself. I have used these for my clients, and they have been super transformational for my Instagram as far as the follow and follow. Now, if you're not really sure what the follow and follow is, to break it down into like layman's terms or whatever the hell you want to call it, basically it's when someone follows you, hoping that you go and you look at their profile and you're interested in them and their services or whatever. And so you follow them back just to have them unfollow you a few days later. All right. So it's a really faulty tactic that people are using to get people into their inner circle. And the problem with this, so for all of you who've maybe tried it or are currently trying it, and a lot of times it's a bot, so it's not necessarily a real life person. It's a bot that they've paid for, which is against Instagram's terms of service, so you definitely shouldn't do that. But the reason why follow and follow will never work in the long run is it because it creates a negative connotation of who you are to your followers and to your potential clients, because they start to feel just like a number. Right? And we're not here to just grow our Instagrams, or at least I'm not. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're invested into my message, you're not either. My message is for the woman who wants to create change with the work that she does. And how the hell are we going to create change with just some followers, right? Followers don't mean shit at the end of the day. Transformation means shit. That's what we're here for. And so that's why I'm really big on stop focusing on how many followers you have and start focusing on how many connections you're building every day on Instagram. So if you want to learn how to control that follow unfollow a little bit more and feel like you're actually connecting with your ideal clients, I have three top tips for you. Okay. So I'm going to ask you before we go into these tips to have an open mind and be willing to try, because a lot of times without an open mind and without the willingness to at least try something, and by try, I mean give it a real go, like, you know, 6 weeks, not 6 days. But when you really, really show up and you do the work that I am going to teach you about, you will get results. But it only comes if you can get your mindset behind it and really put your best foot and effort forward. Okay? So, tip number one, it's probably going to be the one that most people are resistant to because it sounds a little counterintuitive. And my first biggest tip is to unfollow big accounts. Now, before you be like, oh my God, I don't want to unfollow these people. These people inspire me. These people keep me going. I'm not saying unfollow them for good or not listen to their message. I'm just saying to go ahead and follow them on your personal account. So most of you listening probably have at least two accounts. One that's maybe your account from like years and years and years ago that you use for your family and friends, and then your business account. If you don't have two accounts, you can easily create a second account. And what I want you to do is I want you to go through the people that you follow. So not the followers you have, but the people you actually follow, so that when you go through your home feed, you see their stuff. And if you follow anybody who has over 100,000 followers, I want you to unfollow them on your business account and go follow them on your private personal account. And here's why. And this is why it's going to help with the follow unfollow. There's two major ways that bots for follow unfollow target people to follow and then unfollow in the future. And the number one biggest way that they target you is through the big accounts. So what happens is, let's say we have a life coach named Diane. I'm just making this up. But let's say Diane is a life coach and she's never done my course, Instagram Superstar, and she doesn't know real ways to connect with people. So she hires a bot. Okay. Diane hires a bot to follow and unfollow people so that she can grow her Instagram following because she thinks that's what's going to get her more business. Little does she know, it actually hurts her business, but this is what she's doing. Okay. So what these bots do is they have you target people to follow and then unfollow by targeting similar accounts. And what a lot of people do is they target really big accounts of the people in their industry. So what Diane does is she tells this bot, okay, I'm a life coach and somebody who has a big following on Instagram that's a credible life coach, Tony Robbins. Okay, Tony Robbins is one of the biggest life coaches out there. So what Diane does is she sets this bot up to follow anybody who follows Tony, because if they're following Tony, then they are into and resonate with his work. And so since she's a life coach, they're going to resonate with her work too. And so what happens is us people who follow Tony Robbins on the other side, we are the ones that are getting followed and unfollowed just because we follow Tony Robbins. Now, when you unfollow them on your business account, and then you follow them on your personal private account, you can still interact with Tony and you can still see all of his content, but you're going to be a lot less of a target for the follow and unfollow. So this is probably the biggest thing that I did to change my entire Instagram feed. Because like all of you, I would wake up and I'd be up 20 followers and then I'd go to sleep and then I'd be down 50, right? And it's because of the bots were constantly on a follow unfollow cycle. Because what the bot is set up to do is to follow and then like 3 days later unfollow you, hoping that you don't notice, okay? So Instagram is cracking down on this and it's getting better and better. But by doing these three things that I'm teaching you today, with number one being unfollow all of your big accounts, 100,000 plus on your business account. I don't want you to unfollow them. Like, I don't want you to not interact with them. I just want you to follow them on a private account that's separate. So like what I do is my personal feed that none of you will ever know because I don't share it with anybody. My personal Instagram account from years and years and years ago, that is where I follow the majority of those big accounts. And so whenever I want to check in with them and see what they're doing and be, inspired by their content, I'll follow them there. Or I will follow them on Facebook because there's not a follow and follow thing going on Facebook because people just don't care about how many followers you have on Facebook. So, which is so weird, right? So weird. But that's my number one tip, is to go through everybody that you actually follow, remove the big accounts from your business profile and switch them over to your personal. Hey, boss lady.
I just want to take a quick sec and let you know that this podcast has been brought to you by my exclusive membership site, the Hashtag File Society. Inside the Hashtag File Society, my goal is to help you connect with your dreamy AF and ideal clients on Instagram. Using what? The power of the hashtag. But that's not all. Starting at just $35, you can get access to my entire Instagram course that has helped thousands of boss ladies just like you, Instagram superstar. Yep, an entire course for $35. Inside the Hashtag File Society, we strive to make Instagram easy, fun, and profitable for you and your business. For more info on how you can join, head to shesocial.co/hashtagfilesociety, or you can grab all the notes down below.
Okay, tip number two, and really another big thing that I've done that not only has helped with the follow unfollow, but just help clean up my feed so it's filled with a bunch of people who are my ideal people, is to monitor every single person that follows me and block accordingly. So I'm very big on blocking people on Instagram. Now, I know that might sound a little harsh. It's not meant to be harsh. Sometimes it is. Like, creeper, definitely, that is a harsh block. But what I see a lot of times is a lot of people being so concerned with the amount of people that follow them that they just want as many follows as they can get. And what a lot of people don't understand is Instagram is run by engagement. Okay. What keeps Instagram going is engagement. And the more engagement you get, which is qualified comments and qualified likes from qualified people. Now, keyword qualified. If the people who are liking and commenting on your stuff are not your ideal client and they're not leaving genuine comments and they aren't someone who would purchase your stuff, they aren't qualified. Okay, so what I do is every day or every week, I try to do it every day, just, and I don't get super serious with this. I just do glance of who followed me. And if I see people who stick out, especially dudes that follow me on Instagram, I block them. Now, these are qualified dudes in the sense of they probably would purchase from me, but they're unqualified because of the fact that my message is meant for boss ladies. Okay, my business, shesocial.co. My podcast, The Boss Lady Social. My branding, pink, girly. Like, I am all about empowering the boss woman. And so to have a bunch of dudes following me does not help my business. It hurts it. So I want to encourage you to constantly be monitoring, not in an obsessive way, because that's not healthy, right? Everything in moderation, but monitoring your stuff in a way where you can actually go and remove and feel confident about removing people who follow you. Because here's what happens when you clear out the crap, right? When you get rid of the people who are not your people and you remove them, now you can either go to your followers and click remove, or you can click block and just block them, or you can click block and then unblock and it makes them unfollow you. So those are kind of like three ways to remove them. But when you can go and clear out the crap and block people and remove people from your following, you are making space and showing the universe that you are open and ready to receive the right people, the qualified people, the people who are your tribe, right? And we want to help you build a community filled with these people that are meant to invest in you and your products and services. We don't want a bunch of random people. So a good example of this would be like a personal fitness trainer that's a really good looking woman, okay? She's got a hot body. She's really gorgeous. She seems like she has a really good personality. Now, the problem is she helps women feel confident about the skin that they're in, but sometimes her content or photos could be attracting a bunch of creepy old men who just want to look at her body. Okay, this is a prime example of why blocking people and not being attached to the amount of people that follow you, and instead of being attached to the number, being attached to the community. Okay, I want you to start focusing on who is the community that you're calling in and how is that community in alignment with your purpose, right? Because if you are a very good looking woman with a really nice body and all you have is a bunch of creepy dudes following you, if you launch a training program, do you think that they're going to buy it? Probably not. Right? And so this really helps with the follow unfollow, because when you're really focused on the people in your community, when you do get engagement, it's going to spark something in other people who are meant to be in your community versus all these bots. So the more engagement that you can encourage from your community, that's legit, real qualified engagement, it's really, 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 really going to help with the follow and follow. So something that I do all the time, I put it on my calendar to like do a real cleanse of my list about once a quarter. And then every day I kind of just scan who came in. It's pretty easy for me. So this might be different for you, because I just don't really need a bunch of guys following me. I do allow some men to follow me, because there's some guys I get good vibes off of, and I think that they have an influence in the community that is my community, right? They have female clients that I think would fit my demographic, and I just like them and their vibe, so I'll allow them to follow me. But if I go on some guy's profile and he has a picture of him in front of a Lambo and he's talking about the quote unquote entrepreneur world, like, that's just not my kind of, that's a douchebag in my brain. They're not all douchebags, but like in my brain, I go to like douche alert and I block them. So just something that you could do. All right. So tip number three, and this tip is probably, one of the other most important tips other than the first tip of following big accounts, is really learning how to use hashtags. So just like, and of course I'm going to talk about this because hashtag queen, but just like bots target accounts to follow you and unfollow you, the other thing that bots are doing is they are targeting hashtags to follow you and unfollow you. So if you aren't being conscious of the hashtags that you are using, and if you don't know how to use hashtags in the first place, come to my free masterclass. It's in the show notes below, completely free, and I'll teach you everything you need to know in 10 steps or less. But as far as hashtags, what a lot of bots think is if they use these big, large, and in charge hashtags and they target you through these, then you are going to get a lot of the follow and follow. So, and I don't want you to not use hashtags, because hashtags are the most important way for organic growth besides showing up and engaging with other people, as I talked in my other episode. But it's really important for you to learn how to properly use hashtags, because when you learn this, you will help with removing a lot of the follow and follow. So I'm not going to go into depth about how to use hashtags, because again, my free masterclass will teach you everything that you need to know. It's really, really informative. I've been teaching it for almost a year now, live every single month, and I've taught it to thousands of women. And I will go over every single thing that you need to know so that you can use hashtags effectively to grow your business and help your business, not hurt your business. So, three things you can start doing right now: unfollow big accounts, monitor who follows you and block accordingly, and learn how to actually use hashtags. That's it. Those three things, and you will see a dramatic decrease of the follow and follow. Now, I'm not going to say it's bulletproof, because nothing is. nothing's 100%, but I have drastically reduced the follow, and my clients have by about 90% with these three methods. So I hope that you enjoyed this. Please let me know. Send me a message. Let's connect. And I can't wait to hear all about your success over on Instagram. Thanks so much, and I will see you in the next episode.
I just want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for tuning into today's episode of the Boss Lady Social. I know there are so many resources online, on podcasts, and all over the internet, to be frank, that you could choose. And the fact that you listened to my podcast today makes my heart so full. So, what's the next step? Let's be biz besties. I want to invite you over to the Boss Lady Social, my insider Facebook group, where we can go even deeper on all things needed to be a CEO and create the business of your dreams. If you're not over on Facebook, the next best place to find me is on my Instagram at the Courtney Schoberg. You can find all this information down in the show notes. But the last thing I want to say before I let you go is, if you've enjoyed this episode, could you do me a favor? Could you leave me some love on iTunes or screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram? I have a mission to connect with so many boss ladies and make so much change. And the best way for me to do that is to get this info to everyone that I can. So thanks so much for coming today, and I will see you on the next episode.